is it. We're rocking, we're rolling. Episode 543, No Laugh Track Podcast, Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis. I am Justin Severson. I get to host this each and every week. It's a joy, especially when people like the Sklar Brothers join me for, I think, the third time?
Yeah,
I
so think third so, time.
Yeah. Happy to be back, Justin.
Thank
so
you.
Good to see you.
Oh yeah,
Let's get it. Let's get it out of. I'll get it out of my system.
So you listened to last year's?
So
podcast.
Happy to see you guys.
Oh geez.
There was a reaction.
I listened back every time, and there's a moment in the last year's recording. We were here in May last year. Yeah. I listened back like I do every time, and I don't remember what you guys said, but my reply at one point was, oh yeah!
Oh yeah, which is the basically like
it's a Minnesota man climax.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah!
Oh geez, oh yeah. Hold it right there. Oh.
The woman is like, if it is a woman, the woman is like, yeah, sprinkle that, those chips on top of the hot dish, honey. Oh yeah,
cream of mushroom soup.
Betcha. Oh.
Usually to see that, it's behind a paywall, but
that's true.
Right.
I did it for free for everybody.
This is my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
How many A's are in fans?
Thanks
three?
For subscribing to my OnlyFans.
Fans. Is there a Y in there?
Fans.
Is that what that was? Great to have you guys back.
So good to be back.
Was so happy to see when it was announced that you're on the board there. And I have to say, I love the fact that I remember witnessing you two talking to Lewis Lee, the owner, after we recorded last year.
Yeah.
And I don't remember which one of you, but one of you said, you know, it'd be nice to get back in the yearly rotation here.
Yes.
Boom, you're back.
We're back. So, I mean, I think, I don't know why I think pandemic jumped us out of it a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
Because we had been coming since, this is the first comedy club that we ever headlined.
Yeah.
We co-headlined with Nick Swartzen. The great Nick Swartzen brought us out and very graciously said, let's switch off. I'll headline tonight, you guys headline early show tomorrow. And then we just kind of went back and forth all weekend to show Lewis that we could do it.
Yeah.
We were young comics. This is 99
or 2001. Like 99
or
2000. Yeah.
Something like that. And then we kept coming back. And it was just, this place was so special. We were talking about this earlier today. Our friend Jim Weber, who used to manage bands here in Detroit, here in Minneapolis.
He managed a band called Detroit from Minneapolis.
They
were
used to perform at the 400 Bar all the time. They had pyro. They did Rush medleys that ended with Triumph songs. They were so funny. The lead singer from that group, Jeff Hamm, one of the lead singers, is now in a very popular band here in town called EL No.
Electric Lights No Orchestra.
Hilarious. And someone today, our
feature act. Someone's like they're going to that show.
Nate Abshire told us today, great
that they're playing
comic,
tonight.
And that sometimes they all dress up as Jeff Lynne.
So seven Jeff Lynnes.
Oh, it's most shows. Yes, I've seen them multiple times.
They're great.
They do look-alike Jeff Lynne look-alike contests.
It's amazing. Curly hair with
a goatee.
Like Jeff Lynne looks like he's cosplaying, like a woman cosplaying as Jeff Lynne.
Yes.
That's what he looks like most times. I'm like, is that the real Jeff Lynne? Is this like a...
Are you Natalie Palamides doing it? I know. So it really, it's such a fun... That show's so great. But our buddy Jim Weber at the time was involved in the music scene, and we used to do a bit from our first Comedy Central half hour. It was our closing bit here in the early 2000s. It was the Straight Man Cabaret. It was us basically doing air guitar and air keyboard.
Like cabaret for for gay men is one thing.
It's considered an art form, but for straight men, it's just weak or it's gay.
We said it's just gay, which at the time you could say and now you can't say. But like just throwing back to that, we were like, hey, it's just gay. You can say whatever you want now, but whatever. The point is, that was a joke. And then instead of like
we want
beautiful cabaret that is an art form, we played air guitar to REO Speedwagon's Roll With the Changes. Just the end of the song, it's like a crazy keyboard solo, crazy guitar solo,
and
tennis
then we
rackets.
And took it to the end of the song.
And Jim Weber had placed on stage right here a small thing of pyro, and he was standing off to the side. And in this thing,
tiny space,
he lit in a tiny explosion. Like
I think he terrified people.
No doubt.
This could have been like Great White. You know what I mean? It's just, it's crazy. Look at how low the ceilings are, and he lit pyro in here.
He was safe about
it. The fact that we did pyro on this stage, and they will still have us back, that we are now back.
Maybe that's why we left for a little while.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, we're back. We're in the rotation.
We're back.
It wasn't Lewis that made the decision. It was the fire marshal.
Right.
Said,
right.
Yeah, no, not those two.
Oh, don't let them back in here.
Yeah.
Can't do
it.
Fires.
So, obviously, it's great to have you two back. One show down already. You got
amazing.
Shows the rest of the weekend. What else is going on this time of year? We got the NCAA.
NCAA men's and
Final Fours. Yep, big deal going on there. And baseball season just started.
Yesterday.
So I have a, I've had a long-time job selling beers over at Baseball Stadium.
Amazing. What's your call? What's your call up and down the aisle?
Colbert
here.
Come on, you jerks. Get off your wallets.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work. Hey, here we are. Colbert. Golden Lights. Summit. Colbert.
So you bring it up as like a question, like I might not have it.
Colbert?
Ask me how.
So my friend, our friend from college, Brian Lewis, his brother Joel Lewis, was a vendor at Wrigley Field.
And, in the 80s.
And he was walking up and down with his thing, and some guy was like,
a big roller who clearly had not been to a Cubs game.
Yeah, why don't you give me bratwurst, some cheese fries, Michelob, and a diet. And he's our friend, brother Joel, was like, buddy, I got Diet Cokes. I'm not a refrigerator.
What? So he said, what do you just diet?
You want a diet? I'll give you a diet. I got one thing here. What do you think we have in here?
At Wrigley, it's like, do you want an old style or nothing?
Old style or nothing.
Dang. So a fun thing I want to tell you guys about that I saw yesterday, Dick Bramer, longtime television announcer for the Minnesota Twins, retired at the end of last season. Mm-hmm. So they brought him out to throw the first pitch.
Uh-huh.
And
how'd he do?
Great. Strike.
Yeah, threw a strike.
Right. I wouldn't say it was a fastball.
From the mound or in front of the mound?
Boy.
Probably in front of the
mound. I think it's normally in front. They like to keep that pristine for the starting pitcher normally.
Yeah. No, well.
So, but I need to give credit to the members of the crowd that were near me when this was going on. I don't know who did it, but they had a chant that started, "We want Dick.
we want Dick. Give us Dick." Like, that should have gone around the whole thing. Like,
late night Dick.
Why late night Dick?
It was really only the left field corner, unfortunately.
That's right. Well, it always is just the left field corner.
He does hang to the left. Dick Bramer.
Dick Bramer hanging a left.
Just a bit outside. And a little bit high.
Question for you guys.
Yes.
Have you ever thrown out a first pitch at a game?
Well, it's interesting that you said that. We have thrown out a first pitch.
So the first pitch we ever threw out was in Cleveland.
Progressive Field, or the Jake.
We were in town doing a Sunday night show.
Protesting their mascot, I assume.
Totally protesting.
Back in the day.
It was back when they were still the Indians, before the Guardians. And we were in town, and they said, you guys want to come throw out the first pitch? Yes. So we get to the stadium, and there are a bunch of people throwing out first pitches. It wasn't like just us, and it wasn't like us, and then all of a sudden they're warming up. It was like an hour before the game. And I thought it'd be funny if I would go from the stretch and step off the mound and fake like I'm throwing to third, and then step off the mound and fake like I'm throwing to first. So basically do a bit. Like,
sure.
Of course, we had to turn everything into a comedy bit.
You're holding the runners on.
So I, from the mound, I do that little thing, and I hear from up in the stands, throw the damn ball! I'm like, you're at a Cleveland game in September. Your team is 40 games out of first place. You're there an hour before the game in a luxury box. Where do you have to be in a hurry?
What are you waiting?
Let me do my bit.
I'm not holding anything up here.
Trust me. I'm doing a bit for 12 seconds. So we came up into the – and meanwhile, I threw a good pitch. Manny threw a sidearm.
I went under like submarine style.
Lest you think that we are lying, if you YouTube Sklar Brothers throw
you
out –
you should cut this into this podcast.
Sklar Brothers throw out first pitch at Cleveland. At Progressive Field, or maybe the Jake, I'm not sure. And you can hear the guy yell, throw the ball! All right, so we come up, and we get into our box for the game, and someone's like, that's the guy who yelled at you before throw the ball. And I was like, hey, man, what's the problem? Can I do it? He's like, I just wanted you to throw the ball. And I'm like, it was like facing an internet troll. I was like, yeah, I did throw the ball, and I threw a strike. Are you mad? Did it ruin your game experience? I started like checking him on it. It was great. It was fantastic. So
was first time. Second time we were in St. Louis on Jose Oquendo bobblehead night, and you know we did a special.
Of course it was.
A special trying to get Jose Oquendo into the Hall of Fame. He's the greatest utility man of all time, and the end of the special, not to give anything away, but it was done in 2006.
Spoiler alert, 2008.
2006 was that we didn't get him into the Hall of Fame, but we got a homemade plaque that we made of him hung on the utility closet. Okay, so we got that done. So Jose Oquendo had Bobblehead Night in St. Louis, which is amazing. It shows a fan base that loves. I mean, I'm trying to think if they had like Dan Gladden Bobblehead Night here or something like that. I'm trying to think of a
only because they get to everyone eventually,
right? Yeah. They do, but like Jose Oquendo is definitely. It's not Ozzie Smith Bobblehead Night. It's not
Willie McGee,
Bobblehead Night. It's you know not Vince Coleman, but it's Jose Oquendo. It was so fascinating.
Side note: I've been trying to. I have a decent collection of bobbleheads. The ones I don't want anymore, I try to sell on eBay. You ever heard of Matt Lawton?
Yeah, Matt Lawton.
Barely played for the Twins. Uh-huh. They made a bobblehead of him. Guess what? $6. Nobody wants that
right,
thing.
Nobody. Yeah. So you got to lower it. You're
we had bobbleheads made of us. They're being made, right?
Yeah, they're made. They're made. They're out there, exist out in the world. They're in the Bobblehead Hall of Fame.
We're in the Bobblehead Hall of Fame. Created by the Bobblehead. If you want a bobblehead of the Sklar's to add to your collection.
Probably less money than a Matt Lawton. Yeah. Anyway, so... So Jose Oquendo caught, you know, because he played all nine positions, he caught as an old guy.
For us.
He caught for us as we threw out the first pitch.
Nice. I go first and I throw a curve. I shake off the fastball inside, which is what he called for, and I throw the hook. And it's
right
nice. A little, you know.
A little bit of an Uncle Charlie.
12 o'clock to right 6 down. O'clock, drop it in the pocket, decent curve.
So I'm now trying to do the same thing I did before, which is drop down, come sidearm and across. There is an 82-year-old tall guy photographing us standing in the left side of the batter's box. I go to throw my pitch, and I throw it so far left, I brush back Rachel Maddow. That's how far left I was. Right? I threw it so far left, like I defunded all of the police.
That's right.
Okay?
So far left.
I threw it so far left, I became anti-Israel.
That's right.
I threw it so far left that I hit this poor guy in the shins. Probably shattered his femur. Like, I probably can't walk.
The guy has chronic walking problems.
I caused the Cardinals to have to pay, like, workman's comp. I mean, it was such a bad. And, of course, Oquendo didn't move for it. He could have moved for it. He could have gotten it.
He wouldn't have gotten there. But you got booed a little bit.
I definitely got booed, but it was really fun in front of my kids. But it was super fun. So now the question is, what do we do tomorrow?
We came to town and we said, look.
We reached out to our friend at Major League Baseball. We said, hey, man, we are in Minneapolis for the Twins home opening series. Certainly not for the first game. They're going to have some dick throw out the first pitch. Okay, on the first game, right?
Some local dick is going to
throw out the very first pitch of the first game. But what can we do? Is it possible on Saturday? It's a day game. We have night shows. We're going to be there. How fun would it be? We're Twins. To have Twins throw out an opening pitch at the Twins game? Why not?
Who are you going to get? The Olsen Twins?
Yeah.
Who are you going to get? The Bryan brothers?
They're going to throw it in their handbags, and they won't be able to even walk to the mound. They're so sallow and sunken. So we are like, we will do that. We will be the ones to throw this out. How fun would that be? And our friend said,
I'll work on it. I'll ask.
By the way, we were like, if you can't do it, who cares? It's okay. We thought we'd definitely just.
Can I at least get some upper deck tickets if
right.
not throw a
whatever.
First pitch,
so,
right?
so we
we'll
so
take
we,
anything.
We don't hear anything all day, and we check in with him at the end of the day. We're like,
I emailed my friend over there, and he, you know.
Still waiting to hear.
Still waiting to hear.
And then he writes back about 10 minutes later. He's like, this is what I heard from him. And the guy's like, I think I can make this
it's
happen.
In my area. I'm trying to make this. I will try and make this happen. And then this morning we found out it's happening.
Love it.
So we are now in contact with the Twins. We are going to go there tomorrow. We definitely have to warm up. There is no human way I'm going to walk. And we're going on the mound. I mean, they're going to have to re-rake it when we're done with it. Okay.
Yes. All right.
Like, we are going on the mound. I will definitely pick up the rosin bag if I need to. Hit it around a little bit.
Is there anything more sexual than
holding a rosin bag and
lightly
just
jiggling
the
rosin bag?
Just the it should be called a rosin sack.
Yeah,
you're lightly fondling, right? And there are two small balls of rosin in there that you're just shuffling around. So overtly sexual. So I'm gonna do the rosin bag, and then we're gonna throw out the first pitch. So I need to work on how I'm going to throw it. It might just be a regular standard throw, but I definitely want to throw a strike.
We have to.
I definitely want to throw it hard as I can. I definitely don't want to just loft it.
They're not gonna do some gimmick where you do it at the same time. It's one after another.
They might.
Yeah, maybe they will. Who knows? I mean, it might be two catchers kind of around there. We'll see. But I'm telling you, it's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait to do it. It is we these moments for us, they're never like, "Oh great, we have to do it." It's always phenomenal and amazing, and
it's part of the joy of being on the road and getting opportunities. It's one of those things, like we say, comedy takes us to places that we might not go at times. We might not go. I love Minneapolis. We used to come and visit a bunch. We had friends here. We understand this town. We love it from youth, from growing up in St. Louis and having friends we went to camp with live here. Yeah. We used to come here a lot. So we have an affinity for this town. It goes all the way back for us. But I don't know that we would choose necessarily to come to Minneapolis
when it's kind of colder.
Beginning of April. I don't know. But comedy brought us here this weekend. It happens to be the Twins. Like, those are the opportunities you have to take.
The eclipse is aligning, so to speak, right?
Nice.
So to speak.
Don't forget your glasses. I mean, it's interesting because I was going to ask you if you made it in town in time to go to yesterday's home opener, but then you're going to do one better and go to the
World. We could have. We landed around.
It would be our first time at Target Field. We've been to a lot of great fields. I've heard great things about Target Field.
Oh, you haven't been there yet?
No. So we've been to Wrigley. We've been to Fenway. The best moment in Fenway, we're watching a Cardinals. This is during the Boston Marathon. We did a thing for Brooks Running Shoes. And so, like, it was this crazy performative, almost like a church service that we were the two super fans of running, Carl with a C and Carl with a K. This is something we developed with a ad agency, and it was so much fun. We improvised all these things, but it was like we had like church singers behind us and everything. So we did this thing at the Boston Marathon, and of course, crazily, the Cardinals are playing at Fenway that weekend, and we were like, okay, we're gonna go. We're going to go to this game. We, again, contacted the Cardinals, and we got in, got tickets, and we go down, and they're amazing seats. I mean, we'd never been to Fenway. It is so beautiful. You kind of walk up, and you kind of see it down there, and it is beautiful.
Great.
Sitting down low behind home plate, and we come back up, and, like, you know, we're Cardinals fans. I think we're wearing Cardinals gear.
Yeah.
Very brave to do in Boston, especially they, like, hate the Cardinals. But this was like 2008. So they'd already beaten us in a World Series, okay? But they were walking back up the aisle to leave. And some Boston fan, big Boston guy, is like, hey, get over here. And we're like, oh my God, he's going to beat us up.
Fight.
We're going to get punched in the face. Literally, we were like walking up the thing. We're like, we're going to get punched. He's like, give me some knuckles.
I need knuckles.
Give me some knuckles right here, bro. Squad brothers, give me some knuckles. We're like, oh my God, this is crazy. So
magic. It's so fun to go to other ballparks.
Fenway, San Francisco, of course, LA, San Diego, Jay's been. So we've been to a lot of parks. I'm very excited to go.
So I have to tell you guys that I actually knew that you had a bobblehead made because I have a subscription to the St. Louis Jewish Light.org newsletter.
Of course,
you and two of our mom's friends.
Right. You.
My yearly contributions keep that going, so you're welcome.
Thank you.
And Barb Melnick. Right? Right? The Jewish Light did do that article of the two of us and the thing. I mean, it was phenomenal.
Classic.
Like, if you're going to sell them, you might as well sell them to the
older, your audience,
boomer Jewish crowd. They're bobblehead fans.
Yeah, I did see that they will be shipping soon, it looks like, maybe in a month or two.
Yes, so, very excited.
People got to get their hands
get on
those.
Get on them.
But that is cool that you're getting that done. I mean, I was impressed when you guys had the Allen and Ginter baseball cards.
Amazing.
That was
huge
awesome.
Moment.
And then just another little merch thing.
I mean, milestones. As collectors of baseball cards ourselves, we definitely collected when we were kids. Like, it was wonderful. Yeah. I mean, it was truly a dream come true.
Do you remember when you were here last year and we talked briefly about Byron Buxton doing commercials for Sheboygan sausages? You clearly do because you're laughing.
Yes.
Byron Buxton.
Did you see what happened the other day in Milwaukee?
No.
So the Twins started their season
in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
Right. Interleague play?
Which
that's
is
so bizarre.
The dumbest weird. Thing ever.
So for an opening series, that's
also,
the weirdest thing ever.
Why not put it on a weekend and have it a three-game series so people will travel from one city to the other and
100%.
Sell out every hotel and sell out every one of your games? But don't do that. Have it on a Tuesday and Wednesday in
good
April.
Good call.
Good job, baseball.
Makes no sense.
Anyway, so the Twins started their season in Milwaukee, and, you know, Milwaukee, in the sixth inning every game, they do that sausage race.
We not only do we know it, we've done it.
Did you do the uniforms?
We were two of the sausages.
Of course you were.
Of course. So we were in
Milwaukee doing Comedians of Chelsea Lately.
And my goodness.
And the Cardinals were in town. So we said, oh, man, we got to get to this game. So we, like, contacted the Cardinals. We're like, we're in town. We're going. I mean, how much do we try and, like,
we
worm our way into everything.
You have to.
I'm sorry.
We got to.
I apologize.
So we we get to the game and we're down for batting practice. We're talking to Pujols is there, Oquendo's there, and then we're talking to the staff from Miller Field, and we're like, hey, how do you get to be part of the
sausage
races? And they're like, oh, it's just a wheel. And it's comprised of people who work for the organization.
So they're like beer vendors or vendors like yourself.
Or ushers or people who like work for the organization.
Who just show up at work today and like, you're the Italian sausage today, Justin.
Whoa. And some people in that group are like, oh, crap. I got to put – it becomes like a burden to them.
Interesting.
To have to take off their clothes, go down and get into this thing or whatever. Take off their shoes and get into this costume.
Yeah.
And so – Randy and I were like, all right, we'll do it if we can do it. And they're like, of course you can do it. But they said, really, you got to run.
You got to run.
Don't mess around. Because, like, you can't linger around. This can't take 12 minutes.
So
Randy and I were like, all right, but we still have to do a bit.
We have to do a bit.
So our bit was that I was going to trip and fall. And then Randy was going to recognize that I had fallen
run,
and then come back and help me.
Help him up. And together we would run across the line together.
Which we thought was the funniest thing in the world, and we did do it. And I think it did make it on baseball too.
It might have made it on baseball.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So fun.
We were performing that.
That is fantastic. So I'm going to – I want
– Wait, what happened to Byron Buxton?
Yes. So the fact that you guys did that makes this even better. I had no idea that that happened. I'm just going to read this word for word from a story I took. Byron Buxton heard Pablo Lopez, Twins pitcher, yell out to him, reminding him to bring Max Kepler's glove when he ran into the outfield as he stepped out of the dugout into the middle of the sixth inning last Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Yes, right when Milwaukee's famous sausage race was about to barrel right into him.
Oh, my God.
And he is someone who barreled into somebody out in the outfield and had, like, a terrible injury.
Like, every year.
Yeah.
Buxton avoided a potential collision, spinning back toward the dugout railing and narrowly missing one of the runners dressed as the Bratwurst mascot.
That's right.
So there's video of this that went around, went a little viral last week.
He almost got rear-ended by a sausage? Is that what you're saying about Byron Buxton?
Oh, my God.
So... Think about this. Yeah. He's the Sheboygan sponsor. These guys are, is this a Johnsonville versus Sheboygan? Like,
this could have been a calculated hit. That's all I'm saying. Like, someone's like, somebody call it out.
The Tataglia family taking it out on the other family.
Right. Listen, he's going to fail something on the sixth inning. Tell Buxton to go back.
Tell Johnny Sausage I'm coming to get him.
Tell Buxton to go back.
Give him a little bit of gotta go.
I don't know. Do you guys remember the baseball player named Randall Simon?
Yeah.
Who played for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yes,
and
Pittsburgh Pirates. Yeah. He was like
Steelers Pirates. Yes, sorry.
He was like sort of in the Kung Fu Panda mold. He was like a bigger dude.
Yes. Kung Fu Panda. Yes.
I mean, what do they call him? Who was that guy?
Pablo
Sandoval.
Sandoval.
Pablo Sandoval. Yeah,
yes.
He was in a little bit of – he was like Little Big Poppy, Randall Simon. I remember him.
So he once was suspended 3 games and fined for disorderly conduct.
He took the bat.
He stuck a bat and tripped through the racing sausage.
That's right.
I remember that.
It's like, come on. It's like when you see the presidents – like run, like the old there's Lincoln,
in the old center. Oh, they did it in the
Nationals game, like Lincoln and Washington.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, Teddy Roosevelt.
That's right. The big oversized heads.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think you should also have Franklin Delano Roosevelt in a wheelchair, like running along with him.
That would be in a motorized jazzy, like, just smoking dudes.
How great would that be?
It was a hit. It was a hit from Johnsonville.
It's a hit from Johnsonville. They called it out on him.
So, I mean, Milwaukee now still has to come to Minneapolis to play a few games.
That's right. We'll see what goes down. See what Buxton has in store for them.
Absolutely. Let's see. What else should we talk about? You guys are still doing 2 podcasts.
Yes.
Correct?
Still doing View from the Cheap Seats, our sports podcast, every single week. And we really sort of honed in on, I love what it's become. Like, it's become like our voice on, like, okay, this is the biggest thing that's going on in the world of sports this week, or this is an issue. It doesn't even have to be. There's like usually 2 major things going on in 1 week.
Yeah.
Okay. Whether it be the opening of baseball like this week, or Caitlin Clark, the number of people that don't want to call Caitlin Clark the GOAT is like beyond our comprehension. I'm like, I'm a sports fan. I support women's basketball, but I have not like watched it intently. So anybody who's saying, nope, Breanna Stewart is the GOAT. Nope, Rebecca Lobo is the GOAT. I'm like, no, they're not. Because they couldn't get me, who is a sports fan, to care deep enough to want to really watch it. Caitlin Clark has.
That's a great way to look at that. That is a great
ball
way to look
lie.
At that.
Ball don't lie. As Rasheed Wallace.
As Rasheed Wallace says, ball don't lie.
So I, first of all, for people, you guys have a Patreon for that, right? $5, you get some video?
$5, and we find the craziest stuff on the internet and do basically our old cheap seat show.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll find roof.
Wife carrying.
International wife carrying. Roof ball. German football on ice.
German ice football.
German
what
ice
the wide. Fuck is this?
It's insane.
It's like, remember when they were doing, like, all the sitcom, like, the Jeffersons on ice and, like, you know, like, Good Times on ice.
Yes. Disney on ice. This is football on ice. It's
German football on ice, which requires one of the great parts of football, if you care about it, is the ability of players to be able to cut back.
Yes.
Ice takes away your ability to cut back. So it's very ginger, the way they play. So my question is, like, why are they not on skates?
Right.
Like, they should be on skates. And then they can move quicker.
Stop, cut, move over, like.
And these aren't even like the broom ball shoes or something. They're like flat bottom.
These are like
sneakers. Yeah, like go walk on the ice.
Go get your Adidas shell toes on and get out there.
Get on the ice. And everyone slips. Everyone falls. Nobody can get any momentum.
And it affects your ability to catch because you think you're going to fall. So, like, even though you probably should catch the ball, both hands on it, you drop it.
And no one's diving. You're on ice.
Right.
So they just catch it and
who
fall.
Said, you know, that German brand of football is just too good.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Like, German comedy, German football.
Let's knock them down a notch.
Let's find a way to slow those Germans down. Because really, when you think about everyone's running a 4-2 in Germany. 4-2 40.
4-2.
Exactly. I have to say so. You know, one of my favorite people is Jeff Cesario. And he came on the pod and did, I listened to this one recently, as Chet Waterhouse, that character that is hilarious with all those little
advertising
slogans that are I could listen to those all day.
He could do 100
They're so funny.
They're so funny.
I want to point out that you guys were that episode was breaking down the NCAA tournament.
That's
you guys
right.
kind of, you know, round by round. And at one point, you brought up that Nebraska has a Japanese player. And Chet's reaction to Nebraska having a Japanese player is the funniest thing.
First of all, I just love that anytime someone's good from another country, he's like, Japanese Jordan. That's who he is. He's Japanese Jordan.
Right.
Although they call him like more Steph Curry. He's so fun. What was Chet's reaction? I want to remember it.
Well, first thing when you brought up, he goes, how did that happen?
Yes. It just had. Give Fred Hoiberg credit, man.
The mayor.
He pulled that team together, and this kid is incredible.
So fun to watch. I mean, like, amazing. So, I mean, yes, there are some good and there's some interesting storylines, but in the men's game. But, like, as we are.
So that's our one podcast. We also have Dumb People Town, which is just our breakdown of dumb people doing dumb things all the time, usually in Florida, but everywhere. These incredible news stories that we break down with our guests.
With great guests.
Great guests. We just had Phil Hendry on. Phil Hendry, I mean, talk about radio legend.
Yeah.
Legend. Had him on. We just did one with Neil Brennan. Who else was on recently?
I mean,
Bill Burr did it recently. It was incredible. Kathy Griffin did it. Like, lots of great, great guests. Fantastic.
Steve Garvey is a legend of cheap seats, and now in your home state of current home state of California, he's running for something or other.
He is
the worst.
Literally the worst. Like, he lectured his babysitter about financial fiscal responsibility, and then he bounced a check.
Right to her.
To her.
No.
I'm like, at least he didn't try and, like, get his sausage in the race. Because, you know, he's known for that, too.
Yeah, when he was on the Padres, we're like, that guy has padreed a lot of little kids.
That's right. It's perfect that he is.
The ultimate Padre.
He's the ultimate Padre. I mean, the thing about Garvey is that he presents himself as a squeaky clean guy, and he's terrible. He's like a jerk. Kirk Gibson, who's someone we met because we did this crazy. Our friend has this personal injury law firm in the state of Michigan that is amazing. They do wonderful things. They do a lot for the community. It's called 1-800 call Sam. Sam Bernstein and Mark Bernstein is who runs it now. He's also our friend from Michigan. He's a regent at the University of Michigan. He was like, I need to do a. We have Darren McCarty from the old Red Wings.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders, maybe the GOAT as a running back.
Damn.
We've got Rick Mahorn from the Bad Boys and the Pistons.
Yeah.
And we've got Kirk Gibson, who is sadly suffering from early Parkinson's, but he's like an amazing, wonderful guy. We have these four sports legends, and we want to do a commercial with them. Like, what do we do? And so Jay and I were thinking, and Jay came up with a great idea for a commercial, like a trivia night at a bar. We were at the bar, and the four of them are all sitting together. Like, imagine these four legends just hanging out, sitting together.
And yeah. you have a host, like, rattle off questions, like, who holds the record for most touchdowns in the history of the day?
And right as Barry Sanders is about to answer, Kirk Gibson's like, Barry Sanders. And he's like, I was going to say that. Like, Barry's like, I was going to say that.
Cool.
Four Stanley Cups, known as this, and the Forcer, and Darren McCartney's about to say to Barry Sanders, like, Darren McCartney. He's like, I was going to say that.
And so then we go through the whole thing, and then so like,
the last question is, who do you call when, you know, who do you call when you have like a personal injury or something like that, or you get hurt in an accident or whatever? And they're all like, 1-800-CALL-SAM. And then our friend's like, I was going to say that.
Just that's nice. The pitch, all right? Very, very local commercially.
We played the trivia hosts. So you're like, there he is. He got it. I mean, it was really, really fun. And they ran it during the Super Bowl.
In Detroit.
But that week we met, that day when we were shooting, we met all these guys, and they are incredible. They're all amazing. Rick Mahorn, so self-deprecating and fun and cool. Barry Sanders was just mild-mannered, but really, really nice. Darren McCarty is hilarious.
Cool. He does stand-up.
Yeah, he does stories and stuff. And I mean, he's like had a crazy life in recovery, and like he talks about all that stuff. Very vocal about what the ups and downs that he's had in his life. And Kirk Gibson was the man. I mean,
funny, cool, quick.
Like, you could tell why his players in, you know, Arizona just loved him much, and he was so great. The sickness has kind of got him a little bit, but like, he is exactly what you know what I mean? When you think of like a Dodger, of like, he is what you see is what you get. As Garvey is just a lie upon a lie upon a lie, Kirk Gibson is the truth.
If people don't know, at least what Steve Garvey used to look like, a Ken doll's hair.
Yeah, like Lego.
He said he had Lego hair.
Lego hair's even better.
You could like remove it.
You're right. Lego hair's even better.
Take it right off.
So he had these forearms that like just gigantic Popeye forearms.
And he had shorts that were so short. If they were any shorter, they would have been a belt.
And if they were, and if they were any higher, they would have been with me at Burning Man in 2018.
That's right.
Oh, I love it so much. Are you guys doing merch these days? Any merch
we
in
got
town
merch.
With you? What do you got? What do you
we
got?
We have a little merch. We have our Sklar Brothers double logo where we're holding microphones, kind of like the NBA logo. It's our classic thing.
We have sweatshirts and t-shirts and a couple of beanies and then some like great snapbacks. And
in town with you here?
Yes, we have a little bit in town. So our joke to the Friday night is like, let's screw the Saturday night show.
I said,
show.
Guys, you guys want to screw the weekend? And by the weekend, I mean the guy who said, I can't feel my face.
It's when I'm with you. No. Do you want to screw the weekend? Because we can make that happen.
He will be in St. Paul on Saturday. No, but we say it. You guys, come on. Let's sell this out and let's ruin Saturday night's night.
I put your names into a YouTube search earlier this week. And one of the things came up was your participation in this roast battle that must have happened in Denver.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was phenomenal. It was the International Roast Battle.
Yes. And I can't remember the host's name. I think he's a guy that kind of does
Brian
a lot
Moses.
Of Brian
Love
Moses.
Him.
Yeah. What did you ever talk to him about the pronunciation of Sklar Brothers?
Yes. So.
What up? I'm here with the Sklar Brothers.
That's right.
One time, and this will be name dropping, and I apologize.
Do never apologize for name dropping on this podcast.
Look on the floor because
I dropped
coming.
The name.
It's all coming.
Right. I was in LA, and I was on the phone with a friend of mine. And I had to pee so badly. And there's like, I don't know where I'm going to go. And you can't pee in a bush out in the middle of L.A. There's just, you can't go anywhere. So I see a store where I had bought a shirt there. My wife had bought me birthday presents. So I've exchanged there. I kind of knew the staff there. And I'm like, if I walk in and it's someone I know, then they'll let me use the bathroom.
Sure.
So I walk in. I see a guy who's been at the desk before. I'm like, hey, it's me. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, can I use your bathroom? Yes. I go in the bathroom. I come out of the bathroom. There's no other people in this store except Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington.
I'm like, did you just fly a plane upside down? Like, how are you here? All right. So we're in the thing. I look out the window, and it's just all paparazzi. You might be able to find this on YouTube as well. Look up Jason's, our Sklar Brothers. And meanwhile, I think I'm wearing I was wearing a sweatshirt, but then I took it off because I was wearing a Weist Mode shirt. Which has Diane Weist's
face
on it.
Weist Mode shirts that, like, when someone goes really passive aggressive, they go straight Weist
Mode. They
go
Weist Mode. So I'm wearing a Diane Weist Mode shirt. Anyway, and I'm just in the store talking to Denzel Washington, and I'm And he's like, hey, man, how do I know you? And I'm like, oh, you've probably seen my brother and I do. We do stuff.
It's a big assumption, but yes.
I'm like, maybe you saw my brother and I. Where I'm a comedian and I have a twin brother. We did a thing on ESPN. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, I've seen you on the Comedy Channel.
See you on the Comedy Channel or ESPN or something like that. And he's like, yeah, 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 man. And he's talking about his kids. And I'm talking about this. And he was very nice and really cool. But like all these paparazzi are at the window filming and taking pictures inside. And we're like, I'm like acting like I'm looking at shirts because I just want to keep talking to Denzel Washington.
Jay's like looking at shirts he would never
buy. I can't afford this like $800 V-neck, right? So he, at the end of it, he's going to leave. And he's like, hey, man, what was your name again? And I was like, Jason Sklar. He's like, you and your brother go by. And I'm like, the Sklar brothers. And he just looks at me for a second and he's like.
And it's like he immediately, now Jay is in like Training Day, right? He like looks at
me and he thinks about it and he's like. The Sklar brothers.
The Sklar brothers.
I'm like, did he add a syllable to my last name?
Have we been saying it wrong all this time?
Wait, maybe he's right. So when Denzel gives you that name, then anyone who uses it after that and adds a syllable, I'm like, Denzel did it that way.
That's right.
I think that's how we do it.
The Sklar brothers.
That's so Woo! Great. Felt good.
Dean Edwards does a killer Denzel impression. When he comes back here, I'm going to have him include that. Sklar.
Put it in. Just, I'm going to add a syllable. Brother. Jay Farrow does a great one, too. FYI. He does a killer.
Oh, my God.
He does. Yes.
Incredible.
Yes,
incredible.
He does. You guys are known for not just stand-up comedy and podcasting, but acting as well. Is
yes.
there any of that happening now in the past, past, future?
Yeah. So we a couple of projects kind of swirling around out in the ether. Like a friend of ours is setting up a couple of movies, and she's got some stuff in there that she wants us to play. Of course, we'll do that. You know, we did What We Do in the Shadows, which I think we talked about the last time we were on, which was just a blast and like keeps getting run, and people really like that. And we are currently, we can't really say, but we're currently in the works to potentially write a movie that we would be attached to be a part of, which would be a blast.
Right.
If it gets made. I mean, that's
Wild Hogs 2.
Wild Hogs was
Electric
great.
Boogaloo. Electric Boogaloo. We're riding motorcycles to save the rec center.
Guys, just head spinning. No, but it's, so that stuff always, and we're always looking for acting stuff.
And you know what? We recently did After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson.
Yes, I'm glad I was going to bring that up. I'm glad you did, yes.
It was so much fun.
She's amazing. I mean, we've always loved her. She's been on our podcast. She's been on Dumb People Town.
Yep.
And just as a comic, we've always just been like, God, I love this person. She's young and really good.
She's like the rare combination of young and seasoned. It's rare. Because I think she really, really put the work in on the road, and she cares about joke construction, and she cares
you
about
can see
her
that.
Jokes. So it's not just like
– and her insights are amazing.
I'm just going to be a young comedian talking about what young people like. She kind of is doing that, but from an old like road dog perspective of comedy writing, it's great.
So she's fantastic. And so, you know, we had done At Midnight with Chris
many
Hardwick
times.
Probably 20 or 30 times, and did it so much that we'd get on the show and there'd be moments where we'd be riffing and you'd forget that you're doing a show. You forget the audience out there. You'd forget the cameras were on. And I'm like, I'm just trying to make my friend Chris laugh.
Yeah.
Or Ron Funches, who's right next to us. Or whoever was with us. Brody Stevens, may he rest in peace. Like, did. He was on a show, an episode of
best
the show with
selling.
Us. Oh, my God.
Paul F. Tompkins.
The best. And so, like, those moments are the best because you're not even thinking that you're doing something and you're really doing something. We had one of those moments on the first After Midnight that we did with Taylor. We were watching something about an ostrich race.
Yeah.
That, like, stop racing ostriches.
Please stop riding on ostriches.
Ostriches do not want to be ridden, okay?
Do that.
Like,
just
everything about it seems unnatural, right? So this guy's racing ostriches, and it's like on a horse racetrack. And the camera pans by. Like,
they kind of freeze it at a certain point where you see a dad and like a
Kind of preteen, I want to say 12, 11-year-old. Like,
red-haired
kind of chunky kid leaning on the railing. Like, not in the stands, but like crazy
like
access.
Why is he so casual?
Casually leaning on the railing. I'm like, who's the? I literally was like, hang on a second. I'm sorry. I know we're supposed to like talk about this, but who is that kid leaning on the railing? He's just like, Daddy, I'm on the rails, Daddy. Why did Mommy leave us, Daddy?
Because it's just. It's just a kid's like, I'm off the rails, daddy, but I'm off the rails, daddy. Whatever it did, it totally broke Taylor. She laughed so hard, and we were laughing.
So the more she's laughing and like can't hold it together, the more I'm going as this kid. Yes. Basically, I'm like the son of Jackie Gleason in Cannonball Run.
Yes.
I'm like, daddy, I need a Diablo sandwich, daddy.
In Smokey and the Bandit. Smokey, I don't know that he was in Cannonball Run.
Smokey and the Bandit. Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, the point was there was just a silliness to it. And, of course, I, like, forget about everything. And it's just
– and it plays funny on TV.
Yeah.
Just does. That is, by the way, a little secret for acting or for doing stand-up on specials or whatnot. Sometimes you get in your head when the cameras are rolling and you say to yourself, I got to make this perfect. I got to amp up
what I'm doing. I watched Kyle Kinane's special, which was shot here.
Yes.
It just was released this week.
Dirt nap.
He was so calm. He was so poised.
First of all, this room looked gorgeous. Kudos to Bobcat, who is our buddy.
The curtain looked like
it was beautiful.
This was Hollywood or
it
something,
was beautiful.
Right?
And there was shot from where you are, kind of from that side.
Yeah,
up through his head into the light.
He placed a light over there by that speaker up there, and
it was cool.
He is coming in and out of the light, but it was completely black on the other side, and it was like he was this maestro working in, and the club, you couldn't tell how big or small it was.
No.
It felt like a theater. But what I loved about Kyle is that, and what I love about every time we do a show here, is that you are so connected to the experience. It wasn't him in this like large goddamn arena trying to like, it was him doing what he did. It was almost like up close magic. And it just was.
He was in the moment. So that
beautiful.
Was my point. If you can create real moments on stage or in an acting scene or wherever, those things translate.
Yeah.
They just do.
Yeah.
I think the last thing I watched before I went to bed was the previous night's episode of After Midnight.
Yeah.
Why did I watch that? Because it was Lori Kilmartin and Jackie Cation, two of my favorite podcast guests, and Maria Bamford.
Oh, my God.
Who's awesome as well. I've just
killers.
Never had her on the podcast. But anyway.
She should killers. Be back here.
They were fantastic. And you can tell that Taylor is a fan of Lori Kilmartin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Holy cow. Because she just cracks up.
So Lori
is a line.
We just had Lori on Dump People
Yes,
Town.
I saw
that.
That
episode
yeah.
dropped 2 weeks ago. And she's what I love about Lori, and this is why she is such a great writer, is that she's very generous. So she's not like one of those people who's like, all right, go ahead, make me laugh. She gives it up.
Yeah.
And when she gives it up, you have this desire to want to like
keep
give
going.
It up for her. And I will say this about Lori's stand-up. She just released a special that's amazing. Her special is incredible.
Cis woke something, grief something.
Yeah, grief something. It, phenomenal. I highly recommend everyone go watch that.
Yes.
But she, her latest stand up is like, she has like kicked into another gear. Like she's always been good. She's always been great.
Yep.
But this last thing is just on a whole other level. And so I love it. And the fact that she's, you know, been around doing it for a while, she's teaching other people like how to be cool with other comics and to laugh at other things.
Yeah. Very, very, very cool. I'm so excited for you guys to throw that first pitch out tomorrow.
Oh my God. So Mike, should I reveal what I think the bit's gonna be? Because I don't know if anybody here is gonna see it. The bit that I wanna do, and we have to talk to an ump ahead of time.
Okay.
Or maybe if it's not an ump, we'll use someone on the Twins who's like really cool about it. But what I'd love to
do. I don't know if we should do this.
I think we should.
Now that means that you have to because
now
you're against it.
Doing it.
So throw out the pitch, and then we immediately after we throw out the pitch, come over to the side and have someone check our hands and check the gloves and check our hats and check and like make us take off our shoes and like do like a pat down of like the, you know, like the thing like that.
Like nail files fly out of our hats.
I don't want nail files. That would be amazing.
I mean, you remember the famous Joe Niekro as
Was
a twin.
He a twin?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I mean, we... It's,
I mean,
it's twins lore.
Relevant. The best would be if I had a small thing of Vaseline.
Yes.
And I literally was like, I got nothing. I got nothing. And then I
throw it behind you when they were looking.
I throw the Vaseline behind me.
Find it.
That would be.
We're going to do
is
it.
Is that a That would be such a dumb, fun bit.
You take your shirt off and you're covered in it.
Right.
Shining.
Vicks VapoRub all over.
Yes, it was in, you know, back in the 80s. Joe Niekro.
Joe
that
Niekro.
Was the famous. He,
yeah.
They went out to the mound.
He's like, I don't have anything.
And he flipped out the nail file.
Yeah, empties his pocket and it flies out the back. And then The umpire, who was also coincidentally from St. Paul, Minnesota,
there you
Tim
go.
Cheetah, walks over and is like, well, then what the hell is this?
His
is
name
this?
Is Cheetah.
Yes. Cheetah, yeah.
Who's Cheetah?
Yeah. So he's the cheetah. He's the cheater.
So that's what you when you don't know how to do magic and you do that thing where you're like with a small kid and you start waving your hand around and throw it over their head. That's what he thought he could do. Throw it over their head when they're looking that way. Unbelievable.
Hey, is that Kirby Puckett?
Hey, Ken Herbeck. He's got no vowels in his last name. I love Ken Herbeck. Like us, three consonants in a row. Very hard for people to do our last name. S-K-L-A-R. Most people want to put a Y in there.
Yeah.
Or an A. Scalab.
The Scalab brother.
The Scalab.
I know. How many... How many syllables can we get in Herbeck? Herbeck.
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 We always said Ken Herbeck should open up Ken Herbeck's House of Pies.
Yeah, that would just
and they're just meat it. Pies.
Just straight up.
Just all tripe.
Shepherd's.
I'll have the tripe.
I'll have
the trifle.
Six mini personal shepherd's pies.
Here's something that I got. Something that you guys should look up. The Twins had a. Like an old-timers game,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
know, 10 years ago or okay. so, before a regular season sure. game. Kent Herbeck, of course, was one of the participants.
Jacked one out.
No, he hit one and started running towards first base and took such a...
A face plant?
Yes. His knee hit the ground, and it was a giant divot that they had to replace.
They had to replace it. Lord. And Gary Gaetti, he tripped over Gary Gaetti's nose.
His mustache.
His mustache. Gary Gaetti.
Wasn't there an unbelievable
These guys
like,
in, like, Twin Falls, Idaho or something
created,
like that.
Created, like, the Gaetti website. It was the lowest HTML, like, ever created. Like,
it was like the lore of Gary Gaetti being like the most softball champion like professional league baseball player ever. Like Gary
he wanted people to buzz the tower so he could go after the mound and everything. I mean,
it was like Chuck Norris. Like if Gary Gaetti was Chuck Norris,
they gave him so much like
love.
It was a beautiful sight. It was what was the sight, man? I wonder
forget.
If it still exists.
I don't know.
Beautiful.
With
beautiful.
No updates whatsoever.
No updates. Is like
looks like it was made in 1992.
Love it.
Pre-internet.
I mean, I could go on with you guys for days, but we should wrap this up. Is there anything else we should be mentioning? You're doing the bobblehead, or the bobble. You have a bobblehead. You throw out the first pitch. Two podcasts.
The Patreon is really a great thing, I would say. If you love the show Cheap Seats, please. Every month we do a new episode of that show for you. And again, for $5. And then every week we find the craziest thing that's come across our social media feed that is sports related. And with our guests on the show, we break it down in a funny way. We put a little clip of that on our social media so you can get a little taste of it. But you get to see the full video and the full clip. So it's extra content every week just for our fans. And we absolutely love it. So. I would say join that. It's patreon.com/Sklar Brothers, and that's a great way to support.
And come see our shows tonight. Tonight and tomorrow. We only have two shows.
Two shows that are because the early show sold out tonight already. Thank you. And then the early show tomorrow night sold out. So 9:30 tonight is
9:15 tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't. 9:30 both.
Seven's early show sold out. 9:30 late show.
So the 9:30 late show tonight is
has
like
a handful left.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you too. I woke up this morning to a text message from my friend, and it said, "I assume Acme sold out all weekend." And I know why he said that, because he heard you on the Power Trip Morning Show.
Oh my God!
So there you go. Good job. Fans.
That was a Blad J, by the way, in the initials game. Got three in the initials game.
How, I mean, for those who don't know, it's in a crazy game where they just give you two initials and like
twelve clues
for each,
and no, five per each like word
yep.
or double word.
Yep.
And so like Jay got three of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jay's now ranked 54th out of
in
all
the
time.
I listen
pretty frequently to that show, and even if I miss it, I'm a big enough fan that I will watch the initials game on YouTube later.
Oh, it's
in
fun.
The day.
It's so fun. What a great thing. And they have diehard fans, so
yeah,
I hope
they're excited that those fans will come out.
Yep. I think they will be. Thanks again, guys.
Dude,
Thank
this
you,
is awesome.
Justin.
I always love sitting down with you.
Thank you. Let's we'll do it again in a year.
Yes.
Let's go.
Thank you.